comes from a no-name, and the subject line is the best because it said, I'm waiting for the next big fight. It says, Dear Freak Show, I wanted to confess something to you guys. I moved here 2 years ago, and I listen every morning when I'm headed into work. I moved with my boyfriend. We came up from Boca, and I took a new job. To be honest, I'm just going to say it. I want to break up with him. I want to break up with him so bad, but don't really know how. I'm literally one big fight away from being free, and it feels so trapping. Trapping? It feels so trapping. It's funny because it's not interest in anyone else. It's really just time for us to break up. But I know he's here with zero resources. He has no family in town, with most of his family in Toronto. With his work being shut down, he's been furloughed. So I'm really only looking forward to being at work and picking up even more hours when I'm not even scheduled at the hospital. I'm an RN, which has been a point of contention with him because I'm spending so much time not home while he's home bored. The funny part is every time something feels like a fight is coming, I get ready because I'm just so ready to explode and say, let's just break up. But then I try and get it there, but then he has a cooler head and says, you know what, let's not fight about this. And I'm like, damn, I missed another opportunity. So I'm waiting for the biggest fight so I can then get him out of the house somehow and get back to my life, because normalcy will be when I come home alone.
That's ruthless.
This is stupid, though.
Why?
Because you don't need a fight to break up with somebody. Matter of fact, I think during a fight is actually the worst time to do it, because you're emotional, you're not thinking rationally.
Right.
It should be.
But it gives you a good excuse, though, because if you lose your emotion and you're like they're like, well, you just keep putting the toilet seat up. Like, you know what, man? I'm just sick of this damn. You got to get out.
And yeah. Then that's it.
You're going to use that.
A lot of times those big explosive blow-ups are the ones that lead you for the circle back. But the more calm, like, listen, I've been thinking about this. It's just not working out, you know.
Well, that's the mature thing.
That's what I would hope a
but
nurse
we're not
or
doing
an
that.
Adult, somebody that went through all that, you know.
It doesn't sound like she's interested in that. She doesn't want to man up. She wants to blame it on something else.
Well, I mean, wait. I'm not going to attack her. Because, I mean, honestly, I've been in that situation where you wait for something to be the impetus of the breakup. Like,
yeah.
you don't, because it really looks bad on you if you're just like, yo, I don't want to be with you no more.
And during the corona.
You know what I'm saying? And during a pandemic.
The dude has limited resources, like she said. So I think she probably low-key feels bad. She doesn't want to leave him all, because he said his people are in Toronto. She's a nurse.
Probably
he's
can't,
at home
probably
chilling.
Can't get to Toronto.
Right, of course not. Yeah.
Wait, I mean, you could drive to Toronto.
Yeah,
but I don't
take a long
think
time.
Toronto's, I don't think Canada's letting a lot of people in right now.
They closed
about
a lot of people. We just talking about this one dude.
They closed the borders.
I thought the borders were closed.
I ain't Torontoian.
But
I don't know.
But we've all stayed with somebody longer than we should have.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, whether it was Christmas time or like, oh, I'm going to give this another chance, whatever.
I ain't got
maybe.
No money.
Yes.
I ain't got that money for that rent and that deposit.
That's Davi.
Oh, so you kept them because of finances?
Yeah.
Now, see, and you talking about she ain't. Like, I mean, how you go stay with somebody for finances?
I was like 19.
And then lambast her for being, like, bad.
I was like
you
19.
Did the same thing,
she's
though.
A nurse.
That's still the same thing.
I had, like, $40 to my name.
And
it was that a homeless okay, under
so,
the bridge.
Okay, so you were a gigolo.
Yes. Yes. I was for hire.
I'll give you this if you let me stay here, girl.
In these streets. Let's see. Josh is on the phone. Hey, Josh, you think she's wrong?
Hello?
Josh, man, what's going on, man?
Yeah, man, I think it's inappropriate for her to, you know, wait and, you know, break up with him because she feels bad or she's waiting on a fight to happen. That's not the way to do it. You got to be an adult and, you know, sit down and talk, let him know, you know, what the whole deal is and move forward, you know?
Of course. It shows maturity, but also that does come with age. Because when you're younger, the last thing you want to do is sit down with somebody. It's uncomfortable.
She didn't say how old she was. But, I mean, dude, there's a lot of people that do it. Davi said you do it for Christmas or, hell, the way he did it for a roof over his head. I mean, people do it for different reasons. and plus, I would think in this situation, I mean, this email came in, what, 6 days ago? So this situation we in. Has something to do with it too, probably. You don't want to break up with somebody and throw them out where the virus is out there.
I mean, I don't blame her on that, you know, on the whole coronavirus thing. But as far as, you know, like if this situation wasn't happening, like, man, you gotta just let them know, just break it apart. You don't want to wait for no big fight to happen and y'all throwing stuff at each other.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier, though. But you throw that vase and you're like, well, we can't get that back. You know, I love that. That my mama gave me that vase.
Now you talk about domestic violence.
Yeah. You don't want to do that. I got you, man. I appreciate it, Josh.
I think she owes it to him to not totally blindside him, because the fact is they moved from a different place. They relocated here. It's definitely at one point it was a serious relationship. You live together. You owe him that conversation.
You kind of know.
And you moved him here too. Yeah. You know. Hey, Freak Show. Hello.
Are we still going to be the freak?
Yeah, we are. 712. You got to call in. So call this line in a minute and a half. All right, there you go.
We got a text out to 813. It says, as adults, we should be able to talk and express ourselves. She is not being fair. He has no idea, and she is stalking the breakup. Honestly, preserve respect and remember that it all comes back.
Rip off the Band-Aid.
I love how everybody seems to think that, you know, we got to be adults.
We do.
Everybody ain't adults all the time.
Yeah.
But no. She's a grown woman, though.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you make the right decisions all the time.
Man, you were a grown man when you was gigoloing.
I was like a year out of high school. She went through college. She's a nurse. She's in charge of people's lives on a daily basis.
And so you really think that nurses ain't out there swiping right, swiping left, and all that other foolishness?
No, they can get their swipe on, but I think she should have the maturity to have an adult conversation with him.
You could just sleep with somebody else and get it done over with, then he finds out.
You might get the corona.
I mean, yeah. We're not trying to do that either, Meredith. I mean, all right. But apparently everybody out there who is an adult is moving around with respect and moving around with no kind of, like, you know, flaws or nothing like that. Davi says once you grow up, then you're doing all of the things correctly.
I just think that she wrote us for advice, and my advice was to woman up and have that conversation with the dude. He's not a random. He moved from one state to another with you.
You guys loved each other.
Yeah.
Don't you feel you owe him that?
Yes, 100%.
Because, you know, for instance, Sandy, who I used to date, moved out here from L.A. Mm-hmm. That relationship was over well before it ended.
Ew.
Okay. But I was like, yo, I moved her from Los Angeles.
And so you felt some kind of
guilt.
I felt that. I was like, yo, I can't just, like, you know,
leave her on her own.
Right. So I introduced her to my assistant. And I'm like, man, y'all need to be roommates.
Yeah.
And then she moved from my house into my assistant's house.
And she was still around all the time.
Yeah, but not in my house no more.